Yes.
I'd like to call to order the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization meeting. It's Wednesday, June 10th, 2015. We're at the Community Center in the Sierra Room, 851 East William Street, Carson City, Nevada. Note, the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization is pleased to make reasonable accommodations for members of the public who are disabled and wish to attend the meeting. If special arrangements for the meeting are necessary, please notify CAMPO staff in writing at 3505 Buddeye Way, Carson City, Nevada, 89701, or comments at carsonareampo.com, or you can call Patrick Pittinger at 775-887-2355 as soon as possible. Requests are required prior to 12 p.m. on June 8th, 2015. For more information regarding any of the items listed on the agenda, please contact Patrick Pittinger, Transportation Manager, at 775-887-2355. Additionally, the agenda will, with all the supporting materials, posted on the CAMPO website at www.carsonareampo.com, or is available upon request at 3505 Buddeye Way, Carson City, Nevada, 89701. Agenda, item A, roll call and determination of quorum.
Chairperson Fiera.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Erb.
Here.
Member Bunkowski. Member Kroll.
Here.
Member Kimbrough. Member McQuarrie.
Here.
Member Smolensky. Member Rosenberg. A quorum's present.
Thank you. Item B is public comment. Members of the public who wish to address the MPO may approach the podium and speak on matters related to the MPO. Comments are limited 3 minutes per person per topic. If your item requires extensive discussion, please request the chair to calendar the matter for a future MPO meeting. No action may be taken upon a matter raised under this item of the agenda until the matter itself has been specifically included on an agenda as an item which action may be taken. Is there anybody today in the audience that would like to address the MPO under public comment? Seeing none, we will move on to item C for possible action, approval of minutes. C1 for possible action, action to approve the minutes of April 8th, 2015 meeting. Do I have a motion?
To move.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved to approve and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. D, agenda management notice. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. CAMPO may combine two or more agenda items for consideration, and CAMPO may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item on the agenda at any time. E, disclosures. Any member of the MPO that wish to explain any contact with the public regarding an item on the agenda or business of the MPO. Is there any disclosures today? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to item F, which is our public meeting items. F1, action to approve agreement number PR 307-15-802 with NDOT for FTA section 5303 funds in the amount of $14,960 for metropolitan and statewide transportation planning activities. Staff summary. Recommend that the subject agreement with NDOT effective July 1st, 2015 through June 30th, 2016 be approved for transportation planning projects within Carson City, Douglas, and Lyon counties.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This action is related to funds that are used in our unified planning work program that was approved at the last meeting of the CAMPO board. And I can actually tell you that both the Nevada Department of Transportation and Federal Highway Administration have actually moved very quickly, and we just got final approval from them yesterday, which is very expedient of them. The majority of the funds that are used are called consolidated planning grant funds. That's what we use nowadays. It's a 95% match. But the reason why we are bringing this to you is that it was found that some of the previous source of funds, which is this FTA section 5303 funds, remained available from before we started using that new funding source. And as we didn't want to leave any funds unexpended that were available and we could use, we asked NDOT to propose an agreement that would allow us to use those remaining leftover old funds. So that's what we have before us, federal funds of $14,960, and this will be used to implement a task in the Unified Planning Work Program.
Is there anybody on the board that has questions or comments for staff? Okay, can I get a motion, please?
I move to approve agreement number PR307-15-802 with NDOT for FTA Section 5303 funds in the amount of $14,960 for metropolitan and statewide transportation planning activities.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there anybody from the public that came to address this issue today? Seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item F2, action to approve a resolution authorizing the transportation manager to continue to file documents with the Federal Transit Administration. Staff summary, CAMPO is in the process of updating documents as the direct recipient and grantee for the Carson urbanized area. This is in response to a request from the Federal Transit Administration, FTA, during an application process for grant funds.
Okay. This one is, I think, relatively straightforward. This shows me how long I've worked here because we did one of these for the first time ever 8.5 years ago. We found it. Very little has changed in what we're asking for approval today. My title is slightly different. Very little else has changed. We were putting together an application for the most recent year's funds, 5307 funds, which are now worth about, what, $950,000 a year, approximately. We do it on an annual basis. It does involve both myself and the district attorney's office, because Joe Ward signs certifications and insurances with me, and just during a routine review, they noted that no action had been taken to this regard in 8.5 years, and they asked us to ask you to reapprove what I've been doing for all this time. That's about it.
Is there any questions or comments for staff on this?
I have one. Patrick, help me with the suggested motion for a moment, if you could. It says, I move to approve a resolution authorizing the transportation manager to continue to file documents with the Federal Transit Administration. If I make that motion, what am I saying?
I mean, I think what you're inferring is that it's vague.
Well, I think what you want to say there, if we make a motion, is that we continue to file documents supporting grant applications and data requests and other things related to grants. Documents all over the place.
Acceptable.
You probably could anyway, but I don't know what I'm telling you.
No, that's perfectly acceptable appropriate.
Thank you. Okay.
So is that your motion?
That's my motion. I'll do that.
All right. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Is there anybody from the public that came to address this issue? All right. Seeing none, we'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Which brings us down to item G, internal communications and administrative matters. These are non-action items. G1, future agenda items.
I have several to highlight. At the next meeting, we expect to bring an action to CAMPO regarding Federal Transit Administration 5339 funds. There was an open application period to apply for those funds, and CAMPO will have an opportunity to review any and all applications for those funds. I will note that RTC is going to be looking at one of the meetings right after this. I also want to note that we did just have our triennial review, which is we get audited and scrutinized many times over, but the biggest one we have every 3 years is aptly called a triennial review. That was recently completed. We have, there were no major findings, as a subjective term, but we do have some smaller things to clean up, some of which will be for CAMPO to do, and some of which will be for the Carson City RTC to do. So there will be some items for that coming forward. And then finally, I want to note that in the last legislative session, Assembly Bill 191 was passed, and it sets up a vote in November of 2016 on fuel tax indexing, and that is going to be an issue that will potentially impact all three member counties of CAMPO, Lyon, Douglas, and Carson City. So we will be addressing that in the future as we go forward as well.
All right, thank you. And we are on H, board comments, status reports and comments from the members of the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization Board. And please note that Mr. Brownkowski is here with us now. So we'll start on my left. Are there any board comments?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I noticed there was some signs on just east of Dayton. Is there a project starting out there? Is that the lights at Fortune Drive, or is there some construction signs saying a project's going to start soon? I was wondering what was going on.
Yes, that was actually in our road report last week, right? There's a fog seal that's going to be occurring. It's night work, I believe, and it's weeknights this week. Is that correct?
It got delayed because of the weather.
Oh. Starting next week. Oh, next week then. But yes, it's NDOT doing a fog seal out there.
So in addition to the fog seal project, the county and Lyon has we have two sewer projects going on. One in the Mound House area, and then one out, a septic tank elimination project out in the Daytona Heights, 6 Mile Canyon riverboat area. We also have the traffic signal at Fortune Drive and Highway 50 that'll be being worked on here pretty soon. So, and then they finished up in front of Smith's. So, anybody else?
Well, since we're on road projects, Douglas County has their annual road seal and chip seal project coming out for opening bids next week, and there are a couple roads in the Campo area. One being Jacks Valley Road will get chip sealed, and Stephanie Way will be getting a chip seal as well. So.
So we move on to item I, which is another chance for public comment. So I'll call out if anybody else wants to come up and address the board. All right, seeing none, we'll move on to item J, which is for possible action adjournment. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second. We are adjourned. And the RTC meeting will start in 5 minutes.
Good meeting, right?
Like to call to order the meeting of the Carson City Regional Transportation Commission. Today is Wednesday, June 10th, 2015, and we are in the Community Center, the Sierra Room, 851 East William Street in Carson City. Can we have a roll call, please?
Chairperson Bunkowski.
Here.
Vice Chair Smolenski. Commissioner Kroll.
Here.
Commissioner Kimbra.
Here.
Commissioner McCreary.
Here.
A quorum's present.
Thank you. At this time, we will have public comment. If there's any member of the public that would like to come up and address the Regional Transportation Commission, you can approach the podium now and speak on matters related to the commission. Please keep your comments to 3 minutes. And if you want to comment on an item that's on the agenda, please wait until that item comes up. Is there any member of the public that would like to come up? Seeing none, we will move on to item C, which is possible action to approve the minutes. Has everybody on the commission had a chance to look over the minutes? All right, there's two corrections on the last page, the signature page of the minutes. The dates are incorrect. The March 11th, 2015 date should be April 8th, 2015, and the May 2015 date is June 10th, 2015. So with those corrections, I'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the minutes of April 8, 2015 with the changes just noted by the chair.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Item D, agenda notice. We are going to move item F6 immediately after item F1. Does anyone on the commission have any additional changes to the agenda? Staff? Any other changes from staff?
No, no changes from staff.
All right. Then we will hear the agenda as amended. Moving on to item E, disclosures. Does any member of the commission have any contact with the public that they would like to disclose? I see none. So we will move on to the next item, item F1, for possible action to adopt a resolution requesting the Board of Supervisors to issue highway revenue refunding bonds. Mr. Provendenti, take us through this.
Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the Commission. For the record, my name is Nick Provendenti. I'm the Carson City Finance Director. Today we're asking the Commission to approve a resolution known as the 2015 Highway Revenue Refunding Bond Request Resolution. The resolution is a formal request to the Board of Supervisors to proceed with issuing refunding bonds that will refund all or a portion of the 2008 bonds and the 2010 bonds that are currently outstanding. And we hope to achieve interest rate savings estimated to be about $60,000 a year total on these bonds. Of course, it all depends on the market, but that's what we're anticipating at this time. It's about a $60,000 a year savings. So if there's any questions, I do have John Peterson from J&A Consulting or Ryan Henry here from Sherman and Howard, the bond counsel, if there's any questions.
Are there any questions from the commissioners?
Just one. When we do a refunding bond like this, in these bonds in particular that we're talking about, does the term of the original bond stay in place or do you extend the debt out?
We do not extend the debt out. You can, but we typically don't. Right. We keep the term the same. It's just we're doing it totally for interest rate savings.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Any additional questions? Are there any members of the public that would like to comment on this item? Seeing none, I will bring this item back to the commission and entertain a motion.
Is there a resolution number?
That says I'm good for. Let's be on the resolution. Oh. No, there isn't.
What's the resolution, Nick?
Tomorrow, you're not.
No, she wouldn't.
No.
That's the job of the recording executive.
Well, the clerk recorder, yeah.
All right. If we don't have a resolution number, how do we proceed?
Well,
can we table this and have somebody try to find us a resolution number and come back to this later in the meeting?
Yeah, I think if it's as simple as finding out what was the last one.
Okay, can we do that?
Okay.
Not, I think I can fashion a motion that will help us, but we'll see. See what they come in.
Okay. If we don't get a resolution number by the end of the action items, then we'll try another route.
I do have a resolution number. I just Googled it.
Okay.
It is 2015-RTC-R-1.
Then I will entertain a motion.
I move to adopt resolution. I move to adopt resolution 2015-RTC-R-1, a resolution requesting the Board of Supervisors to issue highway revenue refunding bonds in the amount necessary to effect the refunding project, providing other details in connection therewith, and providing the effective date thereof.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. All right, we'll move on to item F6 for possible action to determine that Justin Wilson Construction LLC is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder and to award contract number 1415 2023-169 Long Street Pedestrian Improvements.
Okay, thank you. This is the second of two sidewalk projects funded primarily with community development block grant funds awarded by the Carson City Board of Supervisors. The first one was on Nye Lane, was completed this past fall. This second one, once again, is a combination of community development block grant funds and Federal Transit Administration capital funds. It is 100% grant funded. I will note that we did have two bids. Unfortunately, they did both exceed the engineer's estimate. However, we were able to allocate additional Federal Transit Administration funds that were available to us to be able to complete this project. We're happy to do so. So while it did exceed, we're still able to move forward with the project. And I want to specifically note something that was noted to us, and we were aware of this, and then we have the project manager here in case it's necessary. But on the last page of the packet, there is a bid tabulation report that showed that there were errors on line 14 for both bidders, one of them to the tune of $25 million of error. The other was off by only $5,000, but it still obviously was an error and was noted. But we just distributed a new copy of that, and we have additional copies if anybody else wants it besides the Board of District Attorney's Office. But indeed, the numbers that were provided in the board in the commission form were correct regarding the amount of the bid award. And we'll take any questions.
Any questions from the commissioners? Seeing none, is there anybody from the public that would like to comment on this item? I see no public comment, so I will bring it back to the commission and entertain a motion.
I move to determine that Justin Wilson Construction LLC is the lowest and responsive and responsible bidder pursuant to NRS Chapter 338 and to award contract number 1415-169 Long Street Pedestrian Improvements for a bid amount of $147,924 plus a contingency amount of $14,776 for a total not to exceed price of $162,700 to be funded from the grant fund capital projects construction account as provided in fiscal year 2014-15 augmented budget.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. We will now move back to item F2. For possible action to approve an interlocal agreement between Carson City RTC and the Nevada Department of Transportation for the microsurface and striping of Old Hot Springs Road from Gonai Road to the Western Terminus. Patrick?
Thank you. And that actually first approached us regarding this approximately 5 years ago, which we were agreeable to, but unfortunately funding didn't allow it to proceed. But now they have approached us once again. The Nevada Department of Transportation District 2 operates a facilities off of Old Hot Springs Road, just east of the Carson Freeway and west of Gonai Road, which is referenced here. The road is deteriorated, and indeed there are no sidewalks for a good length of this road, and there are some folks at that facility that do like to walk from their workplace when they have time available, and so the approach is that with this agreement, the Nevada Department of Transportation would be performing the micro paving project on Old Hot Springs all the way from the western terminus of the road in front of their facility to Gonai Road. And additionally, they would be restriping it afterwards. I did discuss with our engineering manager who has been working, Danny Rotter, who's been working with NDOT on this just this afternoon about the proposed striping. They do intend to provide a revised striping plan that of course meets all applicable standards, but would provide an area on the side of the road so that would look like a shoulder that would at least allow some space for pedestrians. We have not received that plan yet, but we would need to receive and approve of that before they would implement it.
Any questions from the commissioners? And would there be additional maintenance costs to the city due to the resurfacing of the road? They're not actually expanding the road, they're just restriping it.
Yeah, well, that's right. They are putting a micro surface over the top, and then they will perform the striping as well. The one cost that we may incur, which is something that we do incur on a regular basis throughout the city, is that we need to evaluate the cracks there if we want to do crack filling on part of the road before they do the micro paving. But we do, as you know, we perform crack filling operations throughout the city.
Any other questions from the commissioners? Is there any member of the public that would like to comment on this item? Seeing no public comment, I will bring this back to the commission and entertain a motion.
I move to approve an interlocal agreement between Carson City RTC and the Nevada Department of Transportation for the microsurface and striping of Old Hot Springs Road from Gonai Road to the Western Terminus.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Passes unanimously. On to item F3. For possible action to authorize the transportation manager to execute a cooperative agreement between the Carson RTC and the Nevada Department of Transportation for the Carson City Freeway Multi-Use Path Project, and to authorize the transportation manager to sign future amendments to this agreement regarding time extensions or a change in the value of funding up to 20% of the initial funding amount.
Thank you. We're very pleased to parenthetically finally have this agreement before you. It's been about a year since we were notified of the award of the $650,000 of a 95% federal grant to extend the multi-use path from the current terminus near the Boys and Girls Club at Northridge and the freeway south to the linear path, which is an east-west path that that goes underneath the freeway and continues west to Governor's Field. The reason that has taken us this long is that there were some significant right-of-way issues that we were working to resolve prior to entering this agreement to minimize the involvement of right-of-way during this process, because it does significantly complicate even the agreement process and can limit your funding if you do so. I will note that those issues now, there were three of them that were actual acquisition of easements and property outright in several different methods. The last one was enacted last month by the an approval of relinquishment of an easement from NDOT. That's going to go to NDOT in July. So the significant issues are gone, but we still do have this agreement allows us to begin with design of the project. So we will be working with the Department of Transportation on how to proceed with design and also on a detailed schedule as we move forward. There are still smaller right-of-way issues, things like temporary construction easements that do need to be addressed. While it is our will be our hope to approach this and be in construction in 2016, it may very well go into 2017. And I will note that in reference to the conditions here as far as changes in funding and schedule, we don't anticipate either, because the schedule right now isn't set to expire until December 31st of 2017, which we fully intend to comply with. And additionally, this $650,000 is actually the maximum that's allowable under this program. So we don't expect any additional money, nor do we expect it to go down. So that means that it's very fixed and that we need to design within the budget allowed.
Any questions from the commissioners? Go ahead, Mark.
Patrick, I noticed the NDOT says they'll help with NEPA. Does that mean they'll help? Have you done NEPA yet with all the wetlands and riparian and all that? Does that mean they'll help financially or just help in the writings with their staff or something?
Well, I can't claim I know all the details, but I don't believe that there's any significant environmental evaluation that is required as part of this. Much of it is in the freeway, an area that's previously been cleared as part of the freeway. And NDOT has been very, very good and very consistent in making sure that they don't do anything that
requires that process to be reopened.
So essentially you're just riding along on their original EA or EIS, whatever.
Yes, that is.
Well, that's great then. That saves that huge step then. So
that is correct.
So is the design being done by city staff?
Yes, we expect to do it in-house. Primarily, there's still going to be some survey work and some other work that needs to take place. But yes, we intend to do it in-house, especially because any cost that you incur as part of this, as far as design goes, reduces the amount of money you have for construction.
Yeah,
so we
want to
make sure we
money
keep as much as we can. But
so you're saving every penny for construction, essentially.
That is our intention.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Pat.
Any additional questions from the commission? Seeing none, is there any public comment on this item? I see no public comment, so I will bring it back to the commission and entertain a motion.
I move to authorize transportation manager to execute a cooperative agreement between the Carson City RTC and the Nevada Department of Transportation, NDOT, for the Carson City Freeway Multi-Use Path Project and to authorize the transportation manager to sign future amendments to this agreement regarding time extensions or a change in the value of funding up to 20% of the initial funding amount.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. It passes unanimously. On to item F4. For possible action to adopt a resolution authorizing the filing of an application for a Federal Transit Administration, Nevada Department of Transportation grant under 49 U.S.C. Chapter 53 and to authorize the RTC chair to sign the special section 13 subsection C warranty opinion of counsel and the FTA fiscal year 2015 certifications and assurances sections of the RTC application for 5339 funds. Graham?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Staff has prepared an application for FTA section 5339 funds in response to the release of the fiscal year 15 partial apportionment and subsequent announcement of Campo's competitive selection process for these funds. The application is requesting the entirety of the partial apportionment and any funding that is awarded by the Campo board will be used to construct sidewalks that will improve access to Jack bus stops. All applications, any and all applications that are received will be presented to the Campo board at the next month's meeting, July meeting, for consideration. And those that are approved will be sent along to NDOT for them to basically administer. They need to apply for the funds in the FTA's electronic application system. So they'll be applying for the funds for whoever is awarded. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Any questions of the commissioners? Go ahead, Mark.
I just was confused when they used word counsel, why somebody else could sign it but an attorney. I didn't. So it makes it sound like some attorney needed to sign it, like the DA or somebody instead of staff.
Joe's signature actually is on that as well, yeah.
Yeah, but it looks like the Patrick's authorized to sign for counsel is what it looks like to me.
I'm not sure.
Actually,
it wasn't intended.
I'm the signer. Mm-hmm. Actually, it says I'm the signer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm listed as a contact person, but yes, the RTC will be, chair will be signed.
Brad's signing, but the word counsel's in there. That's the only reason I was confused that maybe Brad went back to school here in the last couple of weeks.
I have no counsel.
Wording that they use.
Well,
just confuses.
And to be specific, page 15 is where you actually see the official special section warranty opinion of
yeah,
counsel.
Yeah, that's the title of that
which Joe Ward has signed. Mm-hmm.
So
it's on page 15. Answer.
So he's
He's approving what Joel already signed.
It needs, yeah, it needs both signatures.
Form. We're only trying to follow the rules here.
Are there any other questions from the commission? Seeing none, are there any comments from the public? Seeing no comments from the public, I will bring this back to the commission and entertain a motion.
I'll make it. Since I was the one that questioned, I move to adopt a resolution authorizing the filing of an application for a Federal Transit Administration Nevada Department of Transportation grant under 49 U.S.C. Chapter 53 and to authorize the RTC chair to sign the special section 13C warranty opinion of council and the FTA fiscal year 2015 certifications and assurances sections of the RTC application for 5339 funds.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Passes unanimously. Moving on to item F5, information on an administrative revision to the JAC Assist ADA complementary paratransit policies and procedures document. Say that five
yes.
times fast.
Thank you very much. Previously, I noted in the Campo meeting that we had our triennial review, and there were numerous smaller findings. Some were so small that the auditors, while present, said, "Here are things you can fix, and we don't even need to talk about it anymore." But and they indicated that it was perfectly acceptable to make this minor modification. We told them we would still inform you that we did so. We don't believe there's any significant impact to this. In the attachment, what it is that they, compared to the last time they reviewed the exact same document, the winds have changed a little bit, and they believe that there should be a shorter limit on the potential suspension from the JAC Assist ADA service for being a no-show or late canceling trips repeatedly. And they suggested that the harshest of the penalties that are potentially available to the system be removed from possible consideration. So we did so. You can see on what is labeled page 13. I will note that we tried to change it to possible suspension of 20 days. We changed it numerically, and we didn't change the language. We'll change that as well to reflect the 20 to make sure it's consistent. But I can assure you that while this was developed several years ago as something that needed to be done and has made great strides in many realms of the operations of the JAC Assist system, we have not actually had to implement any of these suspensions since the implementation of this policy. If we do have issues with extensive no-shows and late cancellations, we have worked with our customers to avoid ever having to get to those remedies. So we don't believe that there's any impact to this besides making sure that we are still in compliance with the current federal requirements.
Are there any questions from the commissioners? Two questions for you, Patrick. Are there any consequences to the RTC for the violations?
No, there are no. We have a few policies and procedures to change. We need to change our, unrelated, you'll hear about in the future, we need to update our own standards for how frequently buses have preventive maintenance. We're going to have some changes to the monitoring of subcontractors on capital projects for DVE compliance. But there are only ramifications to our policies and procedures to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
And this is an information-only item, but if I understand correctly, some of the policy changes you will bring back to us for approval, and those will be action items.
Yes, that is correct. We may have a change to a DVE policy, for example, that will require approval.
Great. Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we will move on to item F7 for possible action to approve amendment number 4 to contract number 0910-182 with MV Transportation to add 1,500 service hours to the contract for the operation of the JAC Fixed Route and JAC Assist Paratransit Service from October 1st, 2014 to September 30th, 2015 for a total cost of $682,098.
All right. MV Transportation, Inc. is the transit operations contractor for Carson City for the RTC. We are currently in the fifth year of the contract. The contract is a initial three-year term with three one-year extensions possible. We are in the second of those years. The basic functioning of this contract is that there are a number of hours that are listed that will be operated at the approval of that year, and a rate on a per-hour basis to operate the service. When we increased the service last fall, 1 hour into the evening, plus service for WNC, we knew going into that that we would be adding hours that would cause us to exceed the number of hours in the contract year. As it was a relatively new service and the hours are not entirely fixed, because, for example, we now have paratransit service available to disabled individuals in the evening, but only on an as-needed basis. So, for example, if we had demand this evening, it's possible that we would have a bus providing 3 hours of service, but if we don't have any calls, then we don't have to provide any and don't have to use the money. So we, knowing that we were going to have to do an increase at some point before we ran out of hours, we did not pursue an increase of the hours last fall because the hours were not known. Now that we're this far into the contract year, we now have a reasonable estimation for how many hours we will be exceeding that original contract amount. So the original contract amount for hours was 23,700 hours, and we are proposing to add 1,500 hours, which will allow us to finish this contract year, which ends September 30th. I do want to note that back when we made this increase last fall, we did negotiate with the contract operator that any additional hours beyond that which was in the contract would be subject to a 3% reduction in fees. So these additional hours will actually have the last portion of our contract here will actually have a lower rate. Finally, I'd like to add that there are the amount of increase is a total of $39,472.50, as indicated in the form. It shows up incorrectly in one location in the amendment. Under consideration 5.1.3, it actually appeared as $40,672. So that it was off in one location, but I want to note that the number that was in the contract or in the board form is correct. Otherwise, in the amendment is correct, and I believe we've already talked to the contractor, and
that is correct. Yeah,
and made sure that they are very clear on exactly what the amount is.
Yeah.
And then the in that same paragraph 5.1.3, the grand total should be $682,098, not $683,298.
That is correct. Similarly to, exactly, same situation.
So when we make the motion will be as amend those two numbers are amended. Are there any questions of the commissioners for Patrick? Seeing none, is there any public comment on this item? I see no public comment, so I'll bring it back to the commission and entertain a motion.
I move to approve amendment number 4 to contract number 0910-182 with MV Transportation to add 1,500 service hours to the contract for the operation of Jack Fixed Route and Jack Assist Paratransit Service from October 1, 2014 to September 30, 2015 for a total cost of $682,098.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Passes unanimously.
Mr. Chair, before we move on to the next item.
Yes, sir.
I just want to note that related to this item, as I mentioned, this is the second of the three option years that were available to the city. We're currently in negotiations with the transit operator to exercise that third option year that is available to us. Obviously, the primary consideration is the compensation, and then
We are hopeful to be successful with that and then go back out to bid for a brand new contract next year in spring.
Thank you, Patrick. We will now move on to item G, internal communications and administrative matters, non-action items. G1, street operations report.
I don't know if there's anything in here that I wanted to specifically highlight, except that once again, you can see that I'll just mention the signs and markings. Our staff has been extremely busy out there working on all sorts of things, and as I can personally attest, because I receive beyond the run of the mill stuff, I personally receive many requests, complaints from citizens, and ask them to go out and paint this or that, or change this sign or another, and they have been very busy and doing a lot of good work out in the field. If I can go on to G2, the east-west water transmission main is still proceeding. We expect to award later this summer, which once again I'll keep reiterating every month is going to have a significant impact on transportation, because it does affect Washington Street from Roop to Phillips Street, as mentioned here in this item, and will result in significant improvements to the road and the adjacent sidewalk as well. So that's why we have that included here. The William Street path improvements that we are proceeding with, we had a notice to proceed which we told you about previously, and we hope to be bringing that back to you next month for an award of a contract. And that is an actual reconstruction of the path that's located on the south side of William Street from Solomon going east towards the freeway. The Western Nevada College sidewalk improvements are well underway, so happy to report that. Some long overdue sidewalk improvements. Long Street was just awarded this evening, so that's positive. We'll be proceeding as soon as possible. And I'll just note that does extend the sidewalks east-west that we've been doing over several years as part of several different projects with several different funding sources. But by now, we have a continuous ADA-compliant sidewalk route on Long Street from Stewart all the way to east of Solomon now, which is a key corridor because it includes everything from school children to senior citizens, housing, health department, senior citizen center, two Jack Plus routes. So we're very happy to be able to say that we're extending it with this project all the way to Carson Street, which actually has the fish facility right there. So it's another good community asset to be linked up. Clear Creek Avenue Sanitary Sewer Extension is also going to have an impact on the road, certainly. That one is also out and expects to be awarded shortly. Little Lane, I believe we expect the to award Little Lane at the next RTC meeting as well. That's a project to rebuild the eastern portion of Little Lane from Solomon going to the west, a road that is very seriously deteriorated and in need of repair. Division Street roadway repaving, we're in design right now. That is to pulverize and repave Division Street from 5th Street to King Street. We also expect to build that late summer into fall as an important thing, and we'll be making improvements not only to the street but to the curb gutter and sidewalk as well. And we've actually determined that we're going to be able to contribute some Federal Transit Administration money to that as well, because Division Street does have Route 3 on it. And that's an appropriate access to the Jack bus stops. Freeway multi-use path, we just proceeded with that agreement this evening, so that'll be moving forward. And then slurry seal program. I wanna mention that this past Sunday, we finished the primary work that was actually to be done this year. The slurry program, half of it was done in fall. The other half was done just now. We have determined that we have some work on the contract. We've actually not done all the work on the contract yet, so we are right now determining where we will use the remaining available contract work in the city to give us the greatest improvements. We expect they're going to come back in about a month or so to do that. long line striping will happen this year as it does every year. That's all I have.
Do any of the commissioners have any questions on the project report? Go ahead, Mark.
Not on the report. They've been doing work on at 5th and Carson River Road that I thought was state lands. They had a grader in there, and they improved the drainage and the rock fill and
yes, they,
rocks. And
they've been doing some shoulder work on either side. Carson River Road is owned by the city now, and used to be a state-owned road, so we do own that. There was a little bit of interaction with the school property to the east, which we did discuss with the school district prior to the work, and of course the land that's to the west. I don't know that we went on the land of the west. You might know better than me, but that I believe is the land that is transferring to us as part of the lands bill from BLM.
Oh, is that part of the lands bill? Oh, because they were grading the parking lot and put in barriers and everything. So I thought.
Oh, is it the parking lot to the east?
It's not. It's a dirt parking lot that I thought was on state lands, but maybe it's part of the lands bill.
Yes, yes. In fact, we are working with the open space manager in the Parks Department, because as part of the transfer of that property to the city, there will be some improvements made at the north end of Prison Hill. That's just adjacent to where we're talking about. I know that they are looking at different fencing and rock locations, but I can't tell you the details at this time.
Any additional questions on the project's report? Seeing none, let's move on to future agenda items.
I already gave some of this away, but I just want to make sure I hit it on my list here. We're looking at that extension year for the MV Transportation, Inc. contract. Additional items from that triennial review, as I previously mentioned. We're also planning on coming back to you to review review some of the projects and work program for RTC and streets. Some of the things I've already mentioned, like that additional slurry that, well, that's not additional, but we actually have more on the contract than we had work for, so we have that work and Little and Division, and we're also going to come back to you with what project we believe will be implemented with the funds from this coming fiscal year as well. So it's going to be a review of upcoming projects we're going to be undertaking. Also, and that'll still be in advance of the funding that was previously approved by the Board of Supervisors of the excess sales tax funds from this current fiscal year. We're not going to present that yet, but we're going to present the regular RTC and streets money. And as I mentioned, we hope to be awarding the Little Lane and William Street pathway projects at the next meeting as well. I don't know, I have a couple other comments if you don't. If I can, I just want to mention that we do want to make sure that we note that the grant that funds the free bus passes for seniors in Carson City was just renewed. So we will be continuing with the free rides for seniors in the Jack bus system. And the last week of June, as we normally do, we're going to be set up at the senior center to make sure everyone gets their bus pass for future years.
How old do you have to be to senior bus pass?
60 years old.
How much?
60. That is a... 60 is stipulated by the terms of the grant, so we comply, as always. And then finally, we will be discussing further as we go forward something I mentioned under the CAMPO agenda, the results of the AB 191, the bill that that just modified the plans for a vote in November of 2016 for a motor fuel tax indexing in the future.
Do any of the commissioners have any future agenda items?
No, I just had a question.
Okay, let's go through the agenda items first. If nobody has any, then go ahead, Mark.
I want to know who did the grant for the seniors, because maybe they'll do that for the V&T train and help me out there a little bit. Is that a local foundation or something that grants seniors bus rides?
No, it's the State Aging Disability Services Division.
Wow.
I believe this is still the... and Graham, I think, correct me wrong, but I believe this is still the funding that the state receives from that years ago tobacco settlement that is earmarked for benefiting seniors.
And it's actually
non-smoking senior bus pass.
Yeah, no smoking on the bus for sure.
Thanks.
All right, let's move on to item H, commission comments, status reports, and comments from the members of the Regional Transportation Commission. We'll start with you, Mark. You have any?
Yeah, I'm just embarrassed that I didn't see a $25 million mistake in the sheet that you guys passed out. I wonder if that was another one of Dirk's tests like he did last time to us. But
I saw it and asked if I could have it, and they told me no. I was hoping. All right, any additional comments from the commissioners? Any reports? Seeing none.
Well, I think we'd like to compliment you. You've been out on a self-conservancy walk all day, then you come back here and make Campo and RTC. That's dedication.
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate that. I wasn't sure I was going to make it. I had to actually catch a special right back. Let's move on to item I, public comment. This is final public comment. Is there any member of the public that would like to come up and address the RTC at this time? I see none. So we'll move on to item J, adjournment. Do I have a motion?
Move to adjourn.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.